Welcome to In Moderation,
the show where we give you a moderate dose of info, sarcasm, and we already know we're not approved.
Welcome to episode 7, and we are here to talk about the mating habits of red pandas. And we've got an expert on the subject, Andy Miller.
Yes.
We've all been doing hours of research.
After they mate.
Hours of research.
The female bites off the head of the male and eats it.
Oh, God. Except red pandas are so similar to
mantis,
spiders.
Not a red panda.
I had no idea.
Which means I'm very bad at my job. I should get a new hobby. Or
I saw recently crabs eat their own babies. That's crazy. Like, after they're born, they just eat a bunch of them.
Is it the little Australian quokka things that the mothers throw their babies to distract prey?
I don't know that one, but that also sounds right. It sounds like there's like an old Family Guy joke where, like, damn, nature, you scary. And that's just pretty much whenever I watch like a nature documentary, that's pretty much what it turns out to be. Damn nature.
Yeah, pretty much.
You're scary.
Nature's mean. I don't know if that's correct.
And yet, we still get all these people that are saying, like, oh, you got to go the natural route. I'm like, listen, mothers are killing their own young. That's natural. Let's not.
Self-preservation.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, I don't.
Well, that was a great start to the episode.
If it's any indication how the rest of this episode is going to go.
Oh, yeah.
It's your fault. It's past my bedtime.
Unicorns.
Well,
we
blame that on Liam for being a night owl.
Yeah. Well, you gotta stay up when the little one is freaking out, which is always, or at least most of the time.
Kids, am I right? I wouldn't know. I don't have any.
Sleep training.
Well,
that'll be fun.
I mean, I think since we have Andy on the show, you know, we gotta kind of go over. I guess we all three of us do kind of a similar thing, you know, talking about those online that try to scare all of us. I figure it's Halloween time. They try to scare all of us into purchasing something, whatever it is they're selling. You know, we all kind of do the similar thing. So I'm kind of curious, Andy, how did you get started with it? Did you just kind of start off with the, myth busting and whatnot? Or did you, you know, started something else and then slowly realize you need to go into that sort of thing like I did?
And realize that you're a unicorn.
Yes.
My kids picked this out. So I started social media just kind of on a whim because my sister told me to. And I'm like, wait a minute, I'm too old for this nonsense. But I thought I was going to start like a nutrition account and be like, eat your vegetables.
Yes, exactly.
Like the basic nutrition stuff, right? And then you jump on social media and you see people saying the dumbest stuff.
Yeah.
And then other people believe them. And it's not that the other people who believe them aren't intelligent. Yeah. And we can talk about the mechanism of why this is so effective later, because I did some research and it's really interesting.
Oh, yeah.
But
at least one of us is prepared for this podcast.
Someone has to be, right? I'm an overachiever. But I literally was shocked by how much just wrongness there was. And then I guess it just started by comments. Like people would say, is this right? Or would tag me in a video. Mm-hmm. And it started there. Mm-hmm. And then those videos did better than the other ones.
Right.
Because like people didn't care if I told them like, hey, here's some, you know, general nutrition.
Oh, we know that.
Yeah, nobody cares. But when you discuss someone telling you that, sugar is toxic, when there's obviously nuance to that, because it's dosage and caloric intake and other lifestyle factors. And, you know, we could go on about this for a very long time. You know, people want to see that more than...
Right. Exactly. But isn't it interesting?
Yeah, as soon as you drop that T word, toxic.
But I kind of wanted to delve more into the like that stage where you realize, oh, people are taking them seriously. Like that for me, I remember seeing these videos and being like, okay, well, this is hilarious. Like this is satire. This is a joke. And then, you know, you'd go into the comment section and you'd slowly kind of lose your soul. like more is more as you like read through the comments and people are like, yes, this is what the government doesn't want us to know. This FDA needs to be sued. This is the stuff that people aren't talking about. And you're like, oh, wait a second. People take this actually seriously.
Yeah. And I honestly, for a long time, kind of fought with it. I didn't want to do the anti-bullshit videos. Like, I just didn't want to, because it's just not, I mean, it's not a, I just didn't want to.
Right.
It's stressful.
Mm-hmm. It is stressful, and it's not that fun, and it's kind of a negative space, and people aren't very nice. Granted, people aren't very nice in general. But then you start getting the comments of, hey, I was kind of afraid of food, and now I'm a little less afraid of food. And that makes it a little more worthwhile, because people, like, when people tell you, oh, you, these fear instilling videos, like you said, Liam, they're effective. They work. Right. They scare people away from affordable, accessible food. Mm-hmm. And when people are just trying to get by, those are so harmful.
Right.
Yeah.
Working off people's strong emotions. That's how you, you know, and, you get people to buy in.
Yeah. And we can talk about that too, because it's, again, there's some interesting tidbits. But compared to when I started, I'm not as active on TikTok as I used to be when I started, just for life situation stuff. But there's so many more grifters now.
Like, yeah, because you've been on it for a while.
Yeah.
You've been doing this for a while. Like, so have you been noticing like kind of an uptick in that?
Yeah, the grifters have gotten griftier. Good.
Do you think they're getting better at it, or do you think people are just, you know, it's just they're able to reach more people? Is it something else that's changing?
I think people have realized that grifting is profitable.
Okay. Yeah.
And that.
Yeah.
Like, and also they've also realized that the barrier of entry to.
Right.
Being a nutrition influencer is literally in hell.
Right. Like, I mean, you can just call yourself a certified nutrition expert, which, you know, you could say that about, you know, anything. There's no barrier to that. And as long as you have a phone, you know, you could literally just sit there and say whatever you want. And if you're loud enough for long enough, you will find people that will believe you.
Absolutely.
Here in Canada, I believe only 4 provinces regulate the title of nutritionist. Yeah. The other provinces, you can just call yourself one.
Yeah.
In the United States, the word nutritionist, nobody does.
Means literally nothing. I just filmed a video, talking about that. It's like, my nutritionist told me the reason all my gut problems are happening is because they've poisoned American food. I'm like, I'm not surprised, since nutritionist means, you know, dick. You can anybody can say that. It's just
My dog has decided he's a nutritionist.
Exactly. I mean, seeing this, like, it does draw you in though a little bit, like, as a creator, like, you keep getting tagged in these videos and people are like, wait, is this real? And you're like, of course not, but like, I guess if you want me to talk about it, I will. And then you say it and you get all these people that are like, oh my god, thank you, I really thought broccoli was killing me, I stopped eating broccoli for months because of this. And you're like, really, like, this person with his shirt off in a grocery store yelling at you, that was the reason you stopped eating broccoli? And they're like, yeah, I mean, he seems so assertive and he seems so confident. I'm like, So do cult leaders. Like, you know, it really is amazing.
Why they're called confidence men.
Do you know that one of the similarities between cults and influencers in nutrition is claiming to have secret knowledge of something?
The secret. Let me ask you, Andy, what's your favorite, like, grift? Because my favorite grift is starting off with the, they don't want you to know this. Who is they? That doesn't matter, because they is whoever the person is listening doesn't like. That's who they are. I love the, they don't want you to know.
My favorite grift is selling you a cure for a disease that they're selling you.
Oh, okay. So maybe a parasite thing?
Or anything. They like sell you a disease that you have, right? They like give you they convince you that you have a disease by like listing one of
common
the most
ailments.
Generic symptoms ever. Or like symptom
feel
you
tired?
Have. Just yes.
Do you ever feel sluggish
after
a meal?
Right? Do you exist? Right?
Does your stomach grumble? You may have IBS.
Do you go to the bathroom? You need this, you know. So they convince you have, you know, this whatever illness, and then they make it sound really, really scary. And then they sell you, obviously, they sell you the cure to it. Mm-hmm. But then whatever commenter says, oh, does this supplement also cure this? And then they're like, well, of course it does.
I've never once seen them say no. Magic. I have never a single time seen them say, like, actually, it doesn't work for that. Like, that's a great, we talked about this before on the podcast. Just ask them, like, hey, does it help with my balding issue? And if they say yes, you immediately know it's bullshit.
Does it help me grow a sixth toe? Yes, it does.
Well, I would say it doesn't.
We've never tried that, but...
It could.
It could. I'm not saying no.
That's good. What about you, Rob?
You should buy it and try it.
What's your favorite grift, Rob? What's your favorite?
You know, I'm kind of with you on the they thing.
They is so...
Always somebody that makes you scared of some bigger power or something that's trying to keep you down. And they have this secret knowledge that not a single other person in the world has.
If I was grifting, I would make everything as vague as possible. So you really just want to reach as many people as you can and make them as scared as you can. So just the more vague and the more, you know, like, wishy-washy you can make it, I think the more people will buy into it. That's what I'm doing when I completely sell out and start trying to really make money.
When I sell out, I'm going with Feel Great System.
No.
They have it so easy. They have the entire thing just handed to them in a package. I mean, here's your script. Here's all the photos and everything. Just go on a camera and say this.
Pond. I would make my own thing. Yeah, I would make my own thing.
Here's the thing. Here's the Feel Great System isn't scary enough.
Yeah, I want a tincture. I want a tincture because I think tinctures are going to come
tinctures.
Back. I think tinctures are really going to come back strong because it has this, like, because we're really going reaching well into the past, you know. We love our, like, ancestors and things, and tincture has this, like, old-timey, old-world, like, ooh, I need that. So I'm selling this tincture to grow six toes. That's what I'm doing. That's my plan.
Hey. If it can also grow a sixth finger, you can, like, tell people they'll be really good at the piano and get a better career.
Oh, so great. But yeah, I mean, I guess we...
And it cures balding. Don't forget that.
Well, I mean, it cures everything. Whatever they ask, that's what it does. You know, especially the normal symptoms that we all have. Feeling tired? Yeah, definitely. But yeah, Andy, so, like, I guess we should probably get into, like, you know, why do people, like, believe this? Why? Because, like, at the end of the day, you know... I think we all sort of want some, like, I think part of it, for me at least, is we all want to be part of a group, like, a part of, like, I have special knowledge, like, I want to know things that other people don't want to know. And I feel like that's part of this, that's why people buy into it, because they want to be in that sort of group, right?
That, but I also think it's, the thing that's more frustrating about it is that the people whose accounts are... whose videos are significantly fear-based. Mm-hmm. It is not an accident why they are doing it, and they are actually manipulating you. And that's the frustrating part, why people who follow them don't realize that they are doing this on purpose. And the amount of research that's done by, like, ad agencies, they know why it's so successful. And some of the reasons are is because fear hijacks your brain and hijacks your emotions. So when you're in, like, a fight or flight fear-based state, your prefrontal cortex, like the decision part of your brain, is shut off. Mm-hmm. Right? So you're not making, like, rational decisions. So other things. False facts are easier to believe because they're simpler. Think of this, black and white thinking, good, mm-hmm. bad, right, good, wrong. Bad. Dichotomous thinking is much easier to follow versus something with nuance. And nutrition has nuance, right?
And it's easier to yell something that's black or white, just, you know, to repeat it over and over.
Asking someone to think about a complex process, like, there's no perfect diet, right? Because everybody has different nutritional needs versus seed oils are bad.
Yeah. I need one thing.
Which is easier to think about. Right. And then people believe repetition. So if everybody is saying seed oils are bad, it's easy you hear it over and over, so people start to believe it. And then because we are using the different part of our brain, we have our emotions hijacked, we're more likely to take action. So what researchers did is they basically kind of made this kind of formula for what works in regards to how to make someone, how to make fear-based advertising the most successful. And they basically call it fear appeals. So how to make a fear appeal, the fear appeal work, is you have to encourage someone to do something. So how do we make this message work? And they did it, usually you see this in the context of like public health advertising. So drunk driving or smoking, you'll see a message on TV showing like a horrible looking car accident or someone smoking and gross lungs. Those really scary images are used on purpose to make you take action, right? To stop drunk, to not drive while you're drinking, to stop smoking. These are examples to kind of make you think about not doing it. So scare you into taking action. In social media, they want to scare you into buying their product, into following them, into buying their service. So what you need to do is, what works is high fear. So you stop and you feel something. High threat, like this bad thing could happen to me, right? And then high efficacy, like I can do something about it. So they tell you to stop eating this food product, or swap this product for the one I'm selling, or buy my supplement. So everything kind of has to follow those three steps. And if you notice in the videos, they all follow those three steps. This is bad, but you can do something about it. I have the solution. Okay. And it's all laid out for you. Like, so they're manipulating you.
Right.
And it's all kind of in a nice... in a nice little formula.
Let's say I'm getting on social media right now and I want to create this. So first off, I have to keep it simple, right? So I want something that's very basic. Something is bad. This is bad for you. Right. And then afterwards I need to pick, I probably need to pick something. Let's say we're in the nutrition space. I don't know. We're going to say corn. Corn is horrible.
Get out your ping pong balls and your water thing and just pick one.
You're right. Exactly. And I'm the corn. Corn has, let's say, phytic acid. Okay. Phytic acid, bad. Corn, bad. And now, you know, I need to scare you with that. So I need to repeat it over and over so you remember it. I've also heard that, like, when you hear something from multiple different places, you kind of just forget where you hear it from and you just accept it as fact. So I really need to, like, spread this out and get other people to say
it. You need to hire me to do some advertising on it.
I'll say somebody else. You should say the same thing. And once people hear multiple people saying it, they'll go, okay, well, now I've heard it from multiple sources, so it's most likely true. And then after that, that's when I can say, okay, you know, now that you're scared of this, you should swap to this thing that I've made without, you know, with that doesn't have the phytic acid in it, and I just sell it. That's basically, you know, so you'd say something like that.
But you have to kind of tell them, oh, this phytic acid is going to do this scary thing to you.
Yeah, I need to add something else in there.
And always helps if
basic,
you use...
right? That's like everybody has.
Yeah, like it's going to give you cancer. Or it's going to, you know, give you Alzheimer's. Or
explain why the rising rates of cancer, huh? Explain why autism is increasing. I'm not saying it's because of phytic acid, but we don't know. That's my favorite also is the edge of asking questions. They're like, hey,
here's
I'm
this graph
just
of phytic acid going up, while also this graph of cancer going up. Oh, they're definitely correlated.
That's exactly.
Have you guys looked at the website, the Spurious Correlations? I'm sure you have.
I don't know if I have.
I've never even heard of it.
Are you serious?
Is it just like they take random things and put them together?
Yeah.
So really? I've seen it with like Nicolas Cage drownings go up with the release of Nicolas Cage movies. So every time a movie gets released by Nicolas Cage, more people drown. And that's my favorite one. So I like
to... like
there's like
the Nicolas Cage one is number of people who drown by falling in a pool is correlated with the films Nicolas Cage appeared in. Per capita cheese consumption is correlated with the number of people who died by becoming tangled in their bedsheets.
Bedsheets. I remember that. I think I saw it on a Dr. Ed's video. Yeah, exactly. So, but, you know, it's very, again, this, we go back to the simple thing. This is a simple thing. These two things, they're both going up. So they are therefore connected. And that's a simple, that's very easy for me as someone who has no idea about, like, you know, I come on, I'm watching videos. I don't know anything about nutrition. Oh, wow, that's scary. Those two things must be connected.
Yeah. And there's a behavioral psychologist who had a quote that said, find out what someone's worst nightmare is, and then go camp out there. So if you find what people are significantly afraid of, cancer, Alzheimer's, you know, their children having behavioral problems, which always frustrates me, people will do anything to avoid that thing. Aging, you know, unknown illness. If you sell them a solution for it, even if it's not a real solution, they're more likely to buy it because they're so afraid of said thing.
And then one thing I think we can't leave out is the thing that I see so often, I just want to make sure we mention it, is anecdotes. Because it seems today we're getting to the point where anecdotes are more powerful than any amount of research. It doesn't matter how many, you know, meta-analyses you cite. If you can show someone who has a kid that did this thing and that thing happened, that story, as long as you play that, put some sad music or whatever, that is more powerful than any amount of research you could cite.
Especially with parents and children's behavior, or especially, I cut this food out and my children's, you know.
Explain that to me, huh? How did that happen? It's just, it's very easy, very simple.
There was that great study they did where they took a bunch of children that the parents said that they had hyperactive disorders, and because of sugar specifically. And they put all the kids in a room, and they told half the parents they gave their kids sugar. And those parents rated the hyperactivity of those children higher, even though they had not been given sugar.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if you just show a video, like, here's me giving my kid sugar and then them acting crazy, you're like, oh, well, that's just easy. That's so, like, I have to sit here and explain this study? That takes way too long. Like, I need just right there in front of me. Like, that's, you know, the anecdotes just kind of drive me crazy.
Yeah, and especially to what you perceive you will see, oftentimes you will see. And the frustrating part for me is that a lot of people don't understand how powerful placebos and nocebos are.
Oh, yes.
Especially in the context of things like bowel issues. Like for IBS, some of the treatments are like antidepressants and mindfulness meditation, because
I like mindfulness medication, though. That sounds like a really cool
mindfulness medication.
I prefer mind medication mindless.
But
can sign me up. You should sell it. I think you could.
There's been a significant amount of research done that if someone believes hard enough that a food item or something is going to cause them pain, or if you tell them a medical procedure is going to really hurt, it will actually hurt them more because they believe it's going to hurt them more. Or if you tell them the opposite, or what a doctor's office looks like, or what a doctor is wearing. So when these people are saying, I changed my diet and I healed myself, maybe it wasn't your diet that healed you. It was your belief in your diet that healed, you know, and you can't argue with that because maybe this person's symptom disappeared. Yeah. Right. But I mean, there's so much going on upstairs that people aren't.
But not
actually
even just
discussing.
That, like when they start taking something like, hey, I'm taking this for my health, they're more inclined to do other things that are better for their health as well. You know, if I'm going to pay money to take this for my health, I might as well also walk a little bit more, drink a little more water, exercise a little more, whatever. And then, you know, they just wrap it all together because, again, it's easy.
I was looking into finasteride, because it's no secret I'm going bald here. I need a little bit of Liam's special balding tincture thing.
Rhyme.
Tinctures, all the tinctures.
But when I was looking into it, one of the side effects was erectile dysfunction. But there was a study done where they found that the vast majority of people, when they were told that one of the side effects was erectile dysfunction. They experienced the erectile dysfunction, whereas the people who weren't told that a side effect was erectile dysfunction did not experience erectile dysfunction.
Yeah.
Yeah, placebo effect.
Is so strong.
It's incredibly strong.
It seems to be especially strong with things like headaches and GI symptoms. I don't know why those two are.
I've even seen it where they've told people like this is a placebo and it still works. Like even if they just say it, like you're just it's so powerful. It's amazing. It really is. What was I gonna
say? But it always frustrates me too with those people who are like, I healed myself from all of these either illnesses that I went to 10 doctors and they didn't find anything. Went to 10 doctors and they didn't find anything, like, granted, I know our medical system is effed up.
Yeah.
Trust me. But I don't think, if you've gone to that many medical professionals.
It's probably psychosomatic.
Maybe.
Yes,
or yeah. Or you have something exceptionally rare. That's happened to some people. I realize that, but if you mysteriously cured yourself from those things, maybe we have to do some. Okay.
So, yeah. I mean, I'm kind of curious now. So, like, we're kind of talking about, how they, how grifters go about grifting. So what would you say for people who are like, maybe not super into nutrition, who are listening to this, who how do I avoid that? How do I avoid these people? What are some little things that, maybe I can look for, or things that I can do to, stay away from this sort of thing?
Okay, so we talked about people who claim to have secret knowledge, right? The government, I don't think, is smart enough and organized enough to conspire against you. Like, I'm really sorry, I don't have that much faith in the government. They don't have their shit together. Like, no. People who talk in absolutes, especially with nutrition, good, bad, black, white, no, there's nuance. Someone claims to know everything, especially outside of their field. If it's like, I know everything about food and I'm an orthopedic surgeon on the side, even though I never went to medical school. Right. Like,
we talked about this. We said, ask them something outside their scope of practice. And if they answer it, then they're probably a grifter, because, someone who's actually knowledgeable will say, I don't know. Like, I don't know. If you're going to ask me about a valve in my heart and I'm a chiropractor, I'm going to say, I don't know.
I had a professor in graduate school for my nutrition biochem class. And if he couldn't explain how a specific reaction occurred, he would just say, and then a miracle occurs. And then he would just move on. It was my favorite. We talked about selling a cure. They're selling you for a disease that you probably don't have. If the account is significantly fear-based, if over half of their videos are like, this is scary, just go. Really shocking information. In some of the research papers, they said, if when you watch their videos, you get really strong emotions, stop and think about it. If they're oversimplifying something that doesn't, like, if they're oversimplifying something.
Which is tough, because on social media, you kind of have to, to a certain extent, because, we only have a short period.
For something like a complicated topic, like, this is the one diet that will heal all of your problems. And then probably look at what they're selling you. And then also really shocking information,
Especially if it's multiple times, like they keep coming out with like, this is brand new, this is new, this is new. Like, you're finding a lot of secret knowledge.
Going back to Liam's tincture, Fountain of Youth claims. Like, this is the panacea for health, all in one pill. And then this is kind of a random one, but I've found a lot of people who don't have credentials like to rag on people with credentials. Like, you cannot have credentials and be an expert in something, but most of the people who have put a lot of time and effort and hours into studying something or learning something appreciate the time and effort and energy it takes to learn to be good at something, and aren't going to knock on somebody who has also done the same.
Right. So somebody who tries to, like, bring others down, repeatedly, especially for And I get that for credentials, because, you know, you kind of do, like we talked about before, they don't want you to know this. They're a part of the system, I think, is a big one. You know, I hear that a lot with these people. Like, there's
you're indoctrinated.
It's literally just
you're part of the matrix, a
second part to my hate comments. I just filmed a second video to that, and one of them is like, and the indoctrination is complete. And I'm like, hey, if I don't have to call myself a truther, like you say on your profile, I'll stay indoctrinated, because that is, it's something else. But yeah, like, I think that's, you know, it's all about creating this thing that's against you. And so you calling it something, calling it a system, calling it whatever, and then just repeatedly attacking that is just a very effective way to get people on your side.
Yeah. So I think that's kind of my short list of how to identify, you know, kind of the manipulator types. Yeah.
Definitely check out the link in their bio. And if that link is filled with promo codes and promo whatevers,
MLMs.
They're probably selling, yeah. MLMs. Yeah. LMLMs, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and it is tough because, you know, you want to tell people, like, do they cite research? But now, you know, we talked about it before, how grifters are getting a little better. So they look for, because you can find a study on anything. So they could just find an old study from 1984 on rodents and just say, oh, look in this study, and then just kind of breeze through it. And people aren't going to actually go and read it. So that is something.
The amount of studies that, like, Paul Saladino throws on screen, and then he reads one sentence of, and then the next sentence contradicts what he just said.
Exactly. But he's
because he didn't read
like,
the entire thing off to you.
He's not like Paul Saladino is not a dumb man. Like, he's not stupid. I think he's very smart, but like he's
except
figured
for that
it out.
One
like,
time I, that he didn't realize the Liver King was on steroids.
I lived with him. I thought all of those needles were just his juice. He just pours it. He just likes it in needles. He told me. I don't know why. I don't ask questions. Jeez, guys. Oh. And so, like, I think they are getting a little bit better at that, and they realize, you know, because I got that a lot. Like, when I would cover something from Paul, you know, people would say, what about all his studies? I'm like, this is, like, meta-analyses and, like, you know, what experts are saying, like, the actual experts. And he is citing studies in Petri dishes. Like, oh, well, it's all studies. Like, so it is, it kind of makes it tougher for people. So I would say, you know, if they cite studies, that can be a good thing, but also just watch out for that.
Yeah. You have to look at the study. Cuz I think when Ben Azadi compared vegetable oils to smoking, he also cited research that was again on in vitro and rodent studies. They were atrocious studies.
Yeah. And you can, there's all sorts of stuff on CO. I've seen it like, breathing in the fumes can cause problems. I'm like, yeah, because it's oils. And if you breathe that in, that's not great for you. That's just oil. Like, don't breathe in oil. Like, if you're cooking and you don't have anything ventilated, it can be a problem. They're like, see, seed oils cause cancer. I'm like, again, any oil, if it's just vaporizing, you breathe it in, that's not great.
Yeah.
That's what the study said.
It's almost like your lungs aren't your digestive system.
Yeah,
right?
Weird. So it's, you know, exactly. So it's tough to, but for me, I always just had, like, people ask me, like, how do I look out for that? I'm like, you know, that is a tough one. You'll have to go and read the studies. Like, well, I don't know how to read the studies. So just, you know, watch out for the other things. And, you know, research can be good, but it can be problematic.
And when in doubt, step one, look if it's on humans.
Like the simple things. And does the research they always cite go against the general knowledge? Like all the time. If it's constantly like, yes, everything that everybody's been saying is wrong, this is right. That's a huge, like, major red flag.
Or are they making videos in grocery stores?
With their shirt off. How many layers of clothing do they have on? That's the main. Forget all the other things we said. Do they have shoes? And are they wearing clothes? Like, step one. That should always be your first one.
They're not wearing the shirt. Swipe on.
You know, I do have to say, though, I really am impressed with the confidence or the audacity. I don't know what the word is. That someone would have.
I would go with audacity.
To just film themselves in a grocery store while other people are just trying to get their shopping done.
Yeah.
Someone film them in a grocery store. Like,
because
excuse me, sir, this is a Wendy's. Like, just, what are you doing?
like, if we're being honest, they feel better than others. Like, they absolutely, like, I have no problem saying, like, these people, they feel like they are on just a they're up on a pedestal. They are different than the normal people walking around them. Like, in order to do that, I kind of feel like you have to have at least some of that.
I am not.
I said it at the
I'm
start.
I'm not that person.
That's where confidence man comes from.
Yeah.
They have confidence enough to get up on that pedestal in front of people and hawk their wares or their tinctures.
You, I could be so good at this. I would be an awesome cult leader. I'm telling you right now, I would be so good. I am a tall white man. I have a lot of confidence. I am animated.
You're wearing
I
a Jason
around.
Mask.
I don't need the Jason mask. I could literally sell a snow to an Eskimo if, you know, I really wanted to. I'm telling you.
Okay, well, hey, I'm a Canadian. Sell some snow to me. Come on. Bring it.
Well, listen, have you
There's
seen
snow on the
this?
Ground
listen,
outside
listen,
right now.
Rob, have you seen where global warming is headed? Do you see as it getting colder?
You need this snow.
It's getting warmer. And what are people going to need when it's warm? Things to keep them cool. Do you know what snow also is? It's water. Do you know what major problems we're having right now? Lack of water. You're killing two birds with one wet stone. You
Dang.
All you need
He's
is
pretty good.
Special snow.
Do you have a promo code for that snow?
Just use this link. No, I don't sell. I get nothing off this. I barely get any. Okay, follow this
That's
link.
That's not for you to worry about.
Don't worry why it's yellow. That's not important.
I was going to ask. I really was thinking. I was like, what color is it?
That's not the point here. Getting off topic.
The yellow is added minerals, right?
How dare you try and straw man my snow selling argument?
Oh my gosh, added electrolytes. It's electrolytes.
There we go.
No.
It's got
Liam's yellow snow with electrolytes. We've just found the name for his tincture.
Oh, I could so many names. The name is super important when it comes to tinctures. You got to get something that really people are like, oh, I need that.
This conversation just got weird fast.
That's usually how it kind of wraps
Welcome
up.
Welcome to In Moderation.
That's pretty much how we generally wrap up as we go down a weird rabbit hole.
I like it, though. I have small children. Most of my conversations end up places that I never, ever wanted them to go.
But at the end of the day, you're kind of happy they went there because it's very memorable.
Yes, that is true.
Yeah. Wait, I don't have children. I don't know about that.
Well, you have Liam.
Children,
snow,
people. I do have Liam. You are absolutely correct with that.
If I watch things I'm like tagged in as TikTok, I get very angry because there's too much stupid.
It's the worst when you're just video after video. You click this, and you're just like, please, anything else.
I woke up this morning and my notification list was just. I don't know how many tags in that egg. Red egg video.
Yep, the egg video.
And especially because they have, like, and the thing is like, my goal is not to get as many followers as possible on TikTok because the more followers you get, the more troll comments you get. But I'm trying to be more like Liam and realize that my troll comments just push the algorithm.
Oh, 100%. They really do.
Definitely.
Like, it's the best to have the trolls. Please, tag on.
I wish I still had trolls.
Really? I'm just going to try to like embrace that, but these accounts just have so many followers and it is just like, people don't realize how damaging negativity is to their mental health. And it's like, this is just spiking your cortisol every time you watch this stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just,
I keep telling people you can't have health in a negative environment.
No. Yeah. And the thing is that. The other thing people don't understand is mirror neurons. Like, people have mirror neurons. So you as a parent or you as a spouse or you as whatever are watching these negative TikToks, your cortisol spikes. The people around you, their cortisol is going to spike to meet yours within the next however many minutes. So you are damaging the people around you and affecting negatively the people around you by this, you know... By the crap that you're watching on the internet. In an effort to make yourself healthier, you're doing the exact opposite.
I've literally talked about this before where, like, you know, your telomeres, the ends of your DNA, they shorten as we get older. They've literally shown, like, with stress, they shorten faster. Stress shortens your teeth. They actually physically, stress will physically age you faster. So you need to just, I try and tell people, like, the stress is going to kill you long before whatever little thing you're worried about is.
Right? Doritos or stress?
If I'll the, take Doritos the Doritos just, all day long.
Yes. And it just, yeah. And that's the point that people just don't understand, is that they're railing on, you know, processed foods and cutting out all of these foods and putting themselves on this ridiculous diet that ruins their mental health.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, and I've, and the other thing I wanted to mention, I guess I didn't, but well, we'll go back to the simple things. It's banned in other countries. That's one that I just hear so often. How many times have we heard that? It's simple. People can grasp their minds can be like, oh, it's not somewhere else, therefore it's bad. Like, that's it. Like, they need something simple like that. So I, like, literally in my videos now, like, in the, I'm switching over to try and just promote mostly, like, good channels, and then I'll do one video where I just take a bunch of bullshit and go, nope, 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 wrong, bad, you suck. And, like, just leave it at that, because that's all really people want at the end of the day. Like, if, you know, like, I love, like, say, Food Science Babe, but her videos are, like, 5-6 minutes long, delving deep into, like, the little things and all the different amounts, and I'm just like, most people are just gonna go right by that, which sucks, and I totally get it. People want someone there to just be like, no, that's wrong, that's right, this is it. And I don't like that as me, because, like, I'm not a fucking expert, I'm nobody, like, but, you know, I just telling you, do not listen to these people who are clearly just trying to profit off you.
And I went to Germany twice this past year. Do you know what the biggest difference was?
More German.
I walked more.
There were secret scrolls in the library that told you how to increase your testosterone.
Right. Tinctures, Liam. Tinctures.
There's more tinctures in Germany. I had no idea.
No. My stress was less and I walked more.
Yeah, exactly.
Did I eat healthier? No. No, I did not. No, I did not.
I wouldn't
absolutely
have
did not. I just, I was more relaxed and I walked more. It was great. Maybe someday people will get it. Maybe someday Bobby will stop posting.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, wow.
But probably not.
To dream a dream.
One can only hope.
That song from Les Mis just popped into my head. I would sing it, but I don't sing.
At least the positive side is Bobby's getting less views now than ever, so I get tagged in his videos less. Still a lot, but not as much as I used
to. Did you see in his latest video, he actually wrote in the caption, none of these were sponsored?
Improvements?
Oh, that's great. I did not see that. Oh, checks out.
No. Mind you, two of the products were his own product.
I didn't pay myself to promote my own product. Well, good for you, Bobby.
But I am increasing the prices on it because I have to.
Yes.
There was a Paul Saladino video where he was talking about his one of his supplements. And he was talking about it as if the supplement company had sent it to him. And he made it sound like, you know, he got this, he was trying it out and all this stuff. Yeah. And in the comments, people were asking, were you sponsored by this in any way? And I went and I responded to them, it's his own company. He's just pretending that it got sent to him. He literally owns it.
I'm telling you, he's a smart guy. Like, he's not dumb. He's a grifter, he's a charlatan, but he's not dumb.
I just can't.
Okay. Who is your guys' favorite grifter? And by favorite, I mean the one you hate the most.
Who is my...
The blonde.
Courtney?
Yes.
The Courtney Swan. Oh. Yeah, she just did a video together with Bobby.
She has a master's degree in nutrition.
Mm-hmm.
She should know better. And she runs around shaming affordable food, mm-hmm, with her very expensive things. You can have expensive things, fine, but don't hate poor people, right?
Yeah.
And her Real Foodology handle, And then she sells supplements. It's like, this does not make sense to me. Like, your whole shtick is about real food, and yet the products you create are not real food. Like, pick a shtick and stick to it. Like, come on.
Stick to your shtick.
If I didn't pick Bobby Parrish, I think a lot of people would be mad at me. So I guess I'll pick it for that reason. But if that was off the table, I have to say Liver King. I honestly, like, his videos are so absurd, so over the top. But I like
that's
that
why people, I like them.
That's why I like them, because people can look at that and go, okay, this is stupid, it's absurd, but I'm still watching it because he's doing this thing that, why would anyone ever do that? But I have to see how it ends. So,
but
you
he's
know,
like, you know, going on a simulated hunt and then going back to live in his McMansion. I mean, it's so ridiculous. It's so funny.
And the line just, about the steroids and everything. It's just so good. It's too good. So, like, I've got to say he's, like, my favorite.
And then he went back on the steroids.
And he's, yeah, whatever. Like, I swear he just wakes up and just picks something random new every day. And I, you know what? He's an entertainer. You know?
Yeah, no, I think he's, I love him. I don't love him. I just think he's hilarious.
Right. And that's why, and I think that's what he set out to do, is just be funny and be absurd and have people watch him. And that's, you know, kind of what he achieved.
You know, whatever character he created, whatever persona this is, like, A plus, man.
Yeah, so good. But what about you, Rob?
I think I have to go with Paul.
That
it's
he's
just
your favorite
so
grifter?
Fun when you find that little thing that he doesn't mention or something, and you just tear his entire argument apart, especially when it's sitting right in his own video. It was absolutely amazing when he was in the children's hospital talking about how they don't have salad and stuff, and it was literally on the shelf behind him.
I mean, smart guy. Like, I mean, really, is he understands what people want and are scared of, and he's able to manipulate that very well.
Although I will say Bobby's inability to grasp what astaxanthin is also pretty amusing.
Bobby's funny because it's just, some of the stuff is just so dumb.
This is to cover up rancid smells. Like, hey, Bob, it says what it is on the can and it's not for that. But I guess you could just make some shit up if you want.
And like when he's talking, one of the sugar videos that he was talking about, like, don't eat this sugar, but get this instead.
It was
and then he lists.
Sugar. He's like, whatever form of sugar it is, do not eat it. I don't care if it's cane sugar, turbinado sugar, do not eat it. And he says, here's an easy swap. Coconut sugar. Lost it. Absolutely lost it. So good. 10 out of 10. Because people actually buy that, and that is amazing.
Or the video you made poning out all of, like, the hypocritical shit he did was really excellent.
I like, so I was shocked at how much, like, people really, like, even on Facebook and Instagram, people really, you know, like that video. But, I mean, it was a good, like, kind of summation of just, like, seed oil's bad, good, gum's good, bad, sugar, maybe, fine, sometimes, I guess.
Sugar's so bad, but there's a Coke in my fridge, and... Let me put...
More like there was a six-pack of Coke in the fridge.
It was. Yeah,
but that's not for me. I don't know who put it in there.
Who put it in there and hid it behind the lettuce?
A page from Liver King's book. I don't know how that got there. That's not me. Oh, shit.
But you know what, though? He has so many followers, and I think he's just so profitable that he just doesn't care.
I mean, I can't... Like, I totally understand
it. He started to care. I've noticed that he has started to care. He starts to change those little bits, little nitpicky things, after we start attacking him now.
Like, there's some little things with the protein powder, and he'll start, like, putting, like, you know, sponsored, he'll label it as that and stuff like that. But, you know, I don't think he really cares much at the end of the day.
No.
He wants to just make money.
Well, maybe because he doesn't care about you, he just cares about the FTC. But...
Right, I guess, yeah, it's all about damage control at this point.
Oh, if you're really thinking about, like, my favorite grifter, Gwyneth is my favorite grifter. Her and Goop.
Gwyneth? Oh, Goop. Gwyneth Paltrow.
Yeah, her and Goop.
If we're going outside that, can I pick V-Shred?
Oh my gosh!
Well, V-Shred is just the enemy of everything.
And that's why I kind of like him, is because, like, literally
fitness villain.
Everyone in the nutrition space, anything, hates him to death. And he's still, like, the biggest name in, like, one of the biggest names in the fitness industry. Amazing. The fact that he's able to do that. Is his stuff atrocious? Of course it is. Does he have any idea what he's talking about? No. But he still managed to create this giant space and make all this money. With zero talent, he has made a lot of money, and that is impressive.
He has zero talent, but he has an amazing marketing team behind him that knows exactly where to place his ads.
Mm-hmm. It's really good. I mean, I'm impressed. So, like, you know what? I'm impressed. Color me impressed.
Yeah, but none of them made a candle that smells like their lady bits.
I hope tomorrow we wake up to the new ball shred, just like candle.
Ball shred.
Ball shred.
You could sell that with your yellow snow.
it's a discount when you buy both at the same time. Ball shred and yellow snow.
That was good.
You guys are strange.
Yeah, that's what we set out to do. Mission accomplished. It's kind of like a stress relief, I think, just to be able to, like, I'm going to do a video soon about comments that just make me mad, because the hate comments don't make me mad. But you know what makes me mad? You know what physically makes me really upset is when I do a video like of the best nuts and I say peanuts and people are like, peanuts are legumes. They're not actually nuts. And I'm like, yes, everyone fucking knows peanuts aren't legumes.
I had a comment like that today when I was talking about allergens, and I talked about like just the top eight, and someone was like, people can be allergic to other things.
Oh my God, those are the worst. Those are the fucking worst.
Obviously people can be allergic to other things. I just put those ones because I can't list every food in the universe.
Way more. Call me a fuckface shill all you want. I don't care. But when you come in and I used a video of Mariana from Mariana Pantry, and she was like, get a fruit and vegetable, like a cucumber, and I have cucumber and strawberry. And people were like, those are both fruits, okay? The cucumber's not a vegetable. And I'm
and
like,
you're like, I don't care.
Fucking, are you, that's what you spit, took mean, time out of your day? Can you imagine if you said, hey buddy, grab me some fruit from the kitchen, and they come back and they say, here's a cucumber because you said get some fruit. I would physically assault them with the cucumber. I would do things that would get me in jail. Those comments drive me fucking insane.
I will
insane.
Take the cucumber and put it places where you don't want that cucumber to go.
Yes. Yes, they're fruits. But generally, we don't go, hey, here's a pumpkin, because I know you wanted some fruit. The fuck are you talking about?
Pumpkin is a starchy vegetable.
Those are the worst.
I think the best part of that was cucumbers are actually a berry.
But berries are fruits, right? I don't even know anymore. I don't even know what's real. And I don't care.
And is it cranberry?
And strawberries aren't berries.
And cranberries aren't berries, technically, right? Cranberries aren't technically berries either, are they? Or are they?
I don't think so.
But the point is, who cares? Why do you take time out of your day? And I literally had hundreds.
Because they're better than you.
Of people.
Liam, because they're better than you. And they need you to know that they are smarter than you. And they need you to know that, because they are smarter than you and they are better than you.
I think just people love the, actually. They just love doing the, actually, you're technically wrong.
Actually.
Oh, those comments just drive me insane.
Do you
want to
know a joke?
Oh,
do you want to know a joke?
Well, what's the joke?
Do you know where a mansplainer gets his water? Oh, well, actually.
Yes. It's so annoying. I literally said Louis Pasteur one time, and the auto captions
spelled it as pasture, as in a, where a fucking cow grazes. And people were like, it's not spelt that way. And I'm like, it's fucking auto captions. I don't write these shits. What the fuck is wrong with you? Ah, those comments. I need to make a video and just yell about it because I just feel so much better afterwards. And, but again, like, I don't, it's not even, they're not even haters. They like my channel. They're just wanting to be better.
Better
they
than
just
you.
Want to be better than me. And I guess that's a hater in maybe some kind of weird way. I don't know. But, like, the people who actually hate me and are like, you're a sellout for whatever. I don't care. Like, that doesn't, I don't care about that at all. Oh.
So, Andy, if anybody's looking for you, where can they find you?
In a dumpster behind your house.
Okay, then.
Everybody go to the dumpster behind your house.
Party behind my house, guys. We're going on an Andy hunt.
But really, though.
Just so you know, she's wearing a unicorn outfit. Don't get confused.
I'll put my head back on. And it has pink wings that...
Ooh, I like unicorn... it.
Oh, she might fly away on us.
I like it.
I don't think they're very
functional.
Depends
on how high we are.
They're a little too small.
Yeah, I think you're selling yourself short.
Literally and figuratively.
But where can they actually find you?
Like actually.
On the social medias.
Andy Does Healthy on all of the places.
All of the places.
All of the places.
The IG, yeah. The TikTok.
Especially
the
my dumpster.
Especially your dumpster. It's nice and spacious.
That's amazing considering we don't have a dumpster. We just have a small trash can.
Hey, we make do.
But in your head, it's a dumpster.
Hey, we make do.
You got that unicorn magic.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, you've got wings. That makes you an alicorn, doesn't it?
I don't know.
Actually, that's not a unicorn.
Actually.
Oh, fuck. You became the comments. You became that comment. God damn it. Fucking fuck off. Hey, wasn't that a great time? Listen to the podcast. You were just, I'm assuming you knew or you were just listening to in moderation. So if you go ahead and hit the 5-star button, is that a thing? The like button?
That's a thing. No. Yeah.
The like button five on stars. YouTube. If you're on YouTube, hit the like button. Not the dislike button. That's a bad button. The
bad
like
button.
Bad
don't
button.
Touch.
Hit all, don't so hit you. All the other buttons. The share. The you can go check out
all those things.
Subscribe. Go check out our Patreon. Yeah. We do have a Patreon. It's free to join if you want, or you could give us money. That'd be really cool. Like a dollar or two. It doesn't matter. Whatever you have. That's
where you'll find all the news for this.
We're super appreciative. You can find all sorts of other stuff there. We do giveaways. I think sometimes.
Sometimes.
All that. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. So, peace.